This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I have been working to invent a new spell called the Gift of Lesser Talk. It doesn't seem to be helping with my small talk at social gatherings, and I often find myself drained. Magic may not be the answer, but I know therapy can help. Do you know what's the right amount of socializing for you? Or how you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to stop draining your social battery and start living your best life. Therapy has allowed me to focus on better interactions in my own relationships so I can really enjoy my life and share the things I value with friends. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Exhaust vent 44A has been breached.
Huh, that's a new one on me. Oh, you know what? It's probably the mysterious man breaking into the bunker. Well, he's in for a bit of a surprise. Why am I talking to myself? I'd better tell Trisha about the breach. You guys enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 3.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the
magical land of Foon.
Oh, hey.
And you're getting a slight Wi-Fi signal through the portal.
Go ahead, Macho Mantis, Randy Mantis.
I forgot the rest.
I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from
the Burger King.
Through the portal. And I use that to upload a podcast I record every week
here
in the tavern, The Ruffled Feather.
Yeah.
Used to be the Vermilion Minotaur. You know, Randy?
Yeah.
When we were gone for a week?
Yeah.
We had broken into the tavern trying to, like, find the weapon there, get a bunch of magical stuff. We fell into a pocket dimension, as you do, lost a week.
Yeah.
And now we're back here, and we only got a couple of those magic things.
Oh, that was way more interesting than the preamble you usually do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you not like about the preamble I usually do?
Just a lot.
It's a lot?
It's a lot. It's redundant. All you do is change the number of months.
Oh, but Randy, I mean, I know you're here in the tavern every week, but you're assuming no one new is going to come by.
Well, don't fight me on my opinion. You asked.
That's fair.
Don't ask my opinion and then argue.
That's true. Randy, what the fuck are you doing here?
I'll head out.
It's good to see you. It's
good to see you.
Did you want something when you stopped by?
Nope. Just thought to have some fun.
Okay. I don't know why I started this podcast with no one else at the table, but you.
Well, take care.
Hey, Usador! Chunt! Usador, Chunt, we're starting the podcast.
Are you interviewing Macho Mantis, Randy Mantis?
No. Oh. Chunt, Usador, come over here.
Why are you closing your mouth when you talk?
Gosh.
It's more difficult to hear you that way.
Gosh, get over here. Everyone
relax. Arnold has lockjaw, but Usador shall save him.
Yes, here. Let me put my hands on either side of your face and cast a spell that shall free thine lips.
You don't have to do a spell. I'm just trying to be sly.
Well, you failed.
We should just have a word. If you're ever talking to someone and you don't want to talk to them, We should have a word.
Safe word.
Yeah, let's come up with it right now.
Framble.
Framble's good.
Hello.
Hello. Well, that's going to be said often in the show.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
How about...
Dr. Monstowitz.
Dr. Monstowitz. I think that's it.
But what if we're
someone called Dr. Monstowitz? That's going to be a problem. What if it's fricassee, cribbage, oingo boingo?
Mead.
Mead. Well, we might order mead with a little bit of raspberry in it. How about
tavern.
Lasso? No, tavern said a lot.
Okay, you're right.
Lo and behold.
Usador.
Fruit by the foot. Well, Usador is a good one. Yeah, Usador.
But that's my name.
Oh, yeah. Ernie, what's your favorite word?
Podcast.
Mine is ocelot. Yours is what?
Mine is podcast.
Okay. Mine's ocelot. Usador, what's your favorite word?
I don't know. How about Francine?
How about we say ocelot podcast Francine?
Yeah, we'll just casually work that into conversation.
And the person who we went saving from will never even know.
Exactly.
Ocelot podcast Francine.
Yeah.
Ooh. Your favorite word is a proper name?
Well, I'd never thought about having a favorite word before, so I just said the first thing that popped into my mind, and it happened to be Francine. I don't even think I know a Francine.
Well, that works out then, because then they'll never be on the show.
Oh, yes. Well, ocelot?
Podcast?
Podcast, Francine. That works very well, but if we want one that's a little easier to work into conversation, we should pick a word we never use, like sit-ups.
Or resolution.
Forwarding the plot.
Well-structured.
Considered.
Concise.
Not overstaying its welcome.
Thoughtful.
Hmm.
Let's stick with Ocelot Podcast Francine.
Ocelot Podcast. Yeah. Podcast
and we can Francine. Find some sort of shortening where it's like OCPODFRA. OF.
You down with OPF?
OPF.
Can I?
Yeah, you know Jeff.
Can I admit something to the two of you?
Of course, yeah, sure. Just take a load off. You can tell anything that you're afraid to tell anyone else. You can always tell us. Just definitely speak into that microphone.
I'm sad.
Aww. You see.
We tried so hard to go get the weapons we need to defeat the void and overcome the Dark Lord. And I fear that we aren't making the progress that I wish we were making. And I'm just a little bummed out about it, if I must be.
I'm a little bummed out, too. I feel like we did come away with something, though, because we discovered hashtag fill the void, right?
Yeah.
That idea that creation will fill the void. So if we get enough people to make shit, we might be in a better...
At the very least, it'll slow the void down, gaining us more time, which is clearly the thing we always need.
Yeah, I've been doing a ton of Type 5s just to help fill that void.
And speaking of filling the void, I also brought this bag of never-ending food from the tavern. So we got a couple magic items.
Yeah, I got the Eyes of Slindor.
We discovered Castle Nowhere. Yes,
yeah. And I've started, using the food from the magic bag, selling it to people, and then buying magic stuff from the Ruffled Feather.
Ooh, smart. Yeah. And I've been working on some architectural plans to possibly open up, instead of a Choo-Choo's Chow reboot, possibly opening up a Chili's to Go.
The Chili's to Go inside of Castle Nowhere was amazing.
So good. Guys. I've never had food that good.
Oh, guys.
Those spicy cookies.
This is listeners, this is just underscores how terrible the food in Foon is.
But this, I must also admit to you, I grew tired of the Ruffled Feather. At the bar this very eve, I did speak to two mercenaries, and I did say, join me in mine quest. I stand up for righteousness and goodness, and they did ask how much it did pay. Their indifference has caused me to question mine own commitment. Yea, I do begin to waver in my ne'er-ending quest. I know not if I should be so committed as I am.
Kick in the door!
What?
Yes! The Ruffled Feathers King is back, baby! This is what I'm talking about. This is my spot. How are you doing? Good to see you.
Where did you get those sunglasses?
Shadow Demon, you are looking fresh. You are shadowy and more demon than ever. Are those new tentacles? Look at you. Since the divorce, you're really living it. Yes, this is what I'm saying. Around on the house, on me, Drip Fang, on the Dark Lord's tab. I'm so happy to be back amongst the baddest and the worst.
Hello.
Hello, Drip Fang.
Ocelot Podcast Friends.
Hey, Dr. Monstowitz.
Did somebody call for Dr. Monstervich?
Holy crap, sorry. It's a Jewish monster doctor.
Hello. It's not a high holiday, so I can perform various medical acts. What's your condition?
We need a bris.
I left my stuff at home.
What? Go get your stuff at home.
I'm a doctor. I'm not a moil.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
I'm so sorry. I meant to talk to our other guest.
Very well. Goodbye.
He hit himself in the face with both his hands.
Hey, Drip Fang.
Goodbye, Monstervitz. I'll see you at your son's monster bar mitzvah. Well, look at this table of sad assholes. Look at you dumpy, dumpy, sad, sads.
See, this is making me even sadder.
Good.
The way you came in, Drip Fang, I must admit I am somewhat jealous, for that is off the way I would enter the Vermilion Minotaur. Grandiose in all mine glory. Full of life and vigor, ready to take on the world and celebrate mine friends that I would spend the evening drinking ales with.
Ah, well, yes. Well, I recognize, of course, that you would normally burst into the Cotillion Dinosaur, or whatever the fuck that place was called, screaming every name an elf or dwarf has given you. But let's face it, that place sucks. And sucked. And this place is the Ruffled Feather, which is so much better. There's dark arts. There's magic works that are done in eldritch horror. I don't even know what that thing is. It's just eyeballs and dicks. I mean, this place rules.
Yusidor and Chunt, who's that person that's all eyeballs and dicks?
That's eyeballs and dicks.
Yeah.
Eyeballs and...
Very literal name.
Yes.
But what's the name of that other person over there that's all just dicks and eyeballs?
Frank.
Yep. This is so much better a setting, for me in particular, and I recognize that you were tied some way to that place, but I'm here to tell you right now that this should be the base of operations forever. We should burn that place down with magic, and we should just meet here forever and ever.
He may have a point. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to be allowed back in the Cotillion Dinosaur. I feel like this might be a best-case scenario to just make this our own, except change.
But we spent, like... almost three and a half years of the Cotillion Dinosaur.
Look, nobody likes the Nathan Fillion Omnivore. That place is over. Ruffled Feather is where we should meet. Now, this is quite contrary to my normal modus operandi, as I am primarily snakes, and birds are our natural enemies, though we are descended vaguely from them. But... looking around at all of this, as you are now in league with my liege, the Dark Lord, this should be the place where you are naturally most at home.
I still prefer the billion-dollar property.
I do love birds. Sorry, you just mentioned birds. I'm very distracted tonight. Perhaps it'd be better if you just did the episode with Drip Fang, and I'll sit at the bar having a drink. Excuse me for a moment.
No, guys, if we make this look like the Sicilian Numerian, then we can... you know, then we can feel like at home. So let's try and recreate that bar here, right? So what do we need? A table we're comfortable at? We have that.
Yeah. Podcasting equipment, we have that.
Podcasting equipment, we have that.
Mixing a potion, just gonna drink it. Don't know what it is, cause I'm evil as fuck. What are you guys talking about?
Well, we're just trying to make this podcast feel more like it was when we were in the Vermilion Minotaur.
Yes, the podcast, when it was part of... the Dillion Namor, the Submariner, was not exactly what the Dark Lord wished, which is actually why I'm here today. I would come here normally for frivolity and occasionally to jump in the kitchen and whip up a couple of my patented Drip Fang specialities, but I've been sent here specifically to say you have to make this more popular. You have to expand... yea, the reach of this podcast. For you, the only reason to go back to your former bar is to find the weapon that will destroy the void. Yes, we're all on the same page.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we want to do that. Okay. We want to destroy
great.
The void.
I want to join in the tradition of this podcast of recapping things people already definitely know about. Now, if we're going to do that...
So what's a recap?
A recap, great question, is when you take information...
Yeah, I mean, I know, but just for the listeners,
great, just
not
for the
know.
People and for people at home who haven't heard for the first time. About 3 years plus ago, you fell down behind a Burger King and wound up in the magical land of Foon. You still have a weak Wi-Fi signal that it's coming from the Burger King, and you're using it to waste everybody's time with a shapeshifter and a doofus in a blue hat. Hi, Usidor!
Hello.
Now... a recap is something like that, where we already fucking know all these things, but let's say it again for fun. What I'm saying is, now that you've recapped,
all of this.
It's time to pre-cap.
That, what the fuck does that mean?
That's a problem. That doesn't happen to everyone.
Pre-cap, if it happens for more than 4 hours, consult a Dr. Monsterwitz. Now, you must find a way to reach into your realm, Earth, a word that curdles in my mouth, and find a way to have them contribute to the hunt for the weapon that will destroy the void. And again, if we are going to then find the this can't be the name of the place that you were in, but the Vermilion Minotaur?
That doesn't sound right.
Right, no, that's
close.
Why did I even say that? If we're going to find that weapon and you're going to need it, you're going to have to expand. Now, I have gained the laptop of the Baron Rangoon, this weird object, the peach.
Oh, that's
right.
The other,
as
yeah,
it was,
the laptop.
Peach, yes.
Isidore made a copy of my laptop and the Baron has it.
The thing that you have to do is find a way to make more people listen. Isidore, get over here. You should be hearing this.
I'm sorry, I'm just so sad, and all I want to do is go back to the Scarlet Salminio.
Listen, the Venetian troubadour is gone. We have to move past it.
You know, I always thought that the Venetian Salminio was in Spartacus, but it wasn't. It was Tony Curtis.
Oh, but yes, you called me over. Tell me how you want to proceed. What shall we do to capture this weapon?
Much like when I raised all the corpses and sent them directly at you to bother you again. No, actually, I didn't. Scratch that. You told me to do that.
Yes,
that's fair.
Sidebar. Yeah. We had to destroy most of them and tore up the Vermilion Minotaur doing it.
There's a sidebar? This is cool as hell.
After this, we should go to Sidebar.
You guys haven't been to Sidebar yet?
No. The mini burgers are great.
It's Cyclops night. It's Cyclops night at Sidebar.
Yes.
Where the Cyclops sing karaoke and then they fight to the death.
Wait, how do you spell Sidebar?
C-Y. D-E bar.
Oh, okay, I really only wanted to know the first two letters.
Me too.
I will cast a spell on all of us to remove one of our eyes.
Well, I still have all these eye patches.
Yeah, could we just do eye patches? Oh, you know what? I'm fine. I've got a bunch of eyeballs in my skin suit, so I'm good.
You have eyeballs floating around in there?
I've got all sorts of stuff. I've got room since you guys made me cut half my workforce inside
my
own body.
Right. You look different.
I feel different. Let's be honest. I feel different. I feel new. And I feel good. Because it's not all snakes in there now. I had to supplement because you can't just have loose skin suit floating around when you're devoid of half of the snakes that made up your entire body. Mm. So I just stuffed it full of another workforce.
Ooh, well, you look like a slimmed down pillowcase full of spaghetti.
Thank you so much.
In a good way.
No, I only took that as a compliment.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Wait, but you said you replaced it with something else. What did you replace some of those snakes with?
Ghost eels.
Ghost eels.
I summoned the ghost of eels. In the number that I needed, something around 450, and then just said, "All right, boys and ghouls, grab a skin patch and get in there." And that is why I also look like an eldritch horror moving around. I'm just all over the place right
now.
Yeah,
your skin is bubbling and moving and wrangling a little more than it usually does.
I feel more evil than ever.
So you also managed to get some eyeballs in there, though. So just some random body parts, extra bits and bubbles?
Oh, well, when you're in a cemetery and you're raising the entire contents of the cemetery, as I did... By the way, let's give it up for some pretty kick-ass necromancy that I engaged upon.
It's very impressive.
Technically, that was very impressive.
I should hear the most from you. It was an art of magic.
It was very impressive. I am more concerned that the undead corpses then did attack us.
Yep.
Well, but that's not what we wanted to happen.
Oh, well, okay. Well, what you want to happen and what you tell people to do sometimes aren't the same thing. You told me to raise everybody and ask them questions. And when I raised 100% of the corpses in the cemetery in Foon, then, when I tried to get all of their attention, they just ran off and naturally tried to destroy you. They must have heard some episode of the podcast that they didn't like in the Nether Realm.
Oh, that could be so many different episodes.
I know.
So,
yes.
So Dr. Ward one, some people at first were upset about it.
Yeah.
But some people would come to our defense. Some people who like that one would try to save us because of that episode.
Did any of the undead come to our defense?
Nope. Not one. All of them, just as a hive mind, decided that they had to kill you and destroy the bar that you were in.
They must have heard like an interlude or something then.
A what?
So,
well, Drip Fang, what are you been up to that's so great?
Research and drinking and research. I pour myself a glass of blood wine and I fire up the old peach.
Now, are you researching necromancy or the culinary arts?
I am a compendium of necromantic information. Near research needs to be done, for I am the research. People do research on me.
So no to okay. your question. Yeah. But I have been looking at other podcasts on your world through the portal of the peach.
You've been doing Earth research?
Earth research.
Earth research? That almost works.
Earth search.
What are some of the,
research.
We've listened to some podcasts on Arnie's phone. What are some podcasts you found?
Ah, excellent.
Griffin, that I've trained to be evil. Bring me the scroll.
Thank you. How are you?
How are your classes? This Griffin is going to night school.
Oh.
Yeah, to be a knight.
Oh, very nice.
For evil.
When you first said Griffin, I expected to see a Griffin, but this is just a small boy named Griffin.
Yes, this is just a small, this is just a 10-year-old named Griffin.
Hello, Griffin. It's nice to meet you.
Fuck you.
Fair enough.
Classic 10-year-old.
Now, yeah. A lot of things that talked about on podcasts, which are legion.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it must be the most popular art form on your realm. Because I think it is mandatory that every person in every household have a podcast.
I know, but I don't know how it's been the last 3 years or so. But before I came to Foon, there were at least 400 or 500 podcasts on Earth.
They have, I believe, quadrupled. The thing that seems to be most popular is, do you know anyone who has been murdered? Or
Ooh,
is
you know, so many people who've been murdered.
Okay.
I think we've actually murdered some people.
Well, it's a little ambiguous how responsible we are.
Are you asking me to pick my favorite murderer?
This is what I'm talking about. If you know someone who's been murdered, or, which that one is fucking amazing, by the way, or you are someone who has murdered vast amounts of people, or just enough to make quote-unquote, the papers, as they refer to as, then you have material for a podcast. Just talk about or try to find murderers.
Well, what are some famous murderers in Foon?
Oh my God. There's so many. There's the tree killer.
The tree killer?
The tree killer, known for killing over 500 trees.
Is that just like a lumberjack?
Okay. Well, now we know why he was so easily caught. They just went to his office.
Yeah.
There was Jack the Jumper.
Who's Jack the Jumper?
Oh, notorious murderer. Never caught. His signature move would be to kill a young woman in the darkness of the night. And then as soon as someone did surround him, some constable did catch him. He would jump hundreds of feet into the air.
Oh, yeah. There's also Eyeballs and Dicks, who's still on the loose, who's just like a mashup of Eyeballs and Dicks, who would sit in a bar behind someone, wait patiently, and then slit their throat with a dick.
Wonder if they'll ever catch him.
How sharp are those dicks?
Some are pretty sharp, some are not.
Huh.
I've seen him open up an envelope with one. Or I've heard about it. I've heard myth of it.
There's also Jump the Jacker, who is a tribute to Jack the Jumper, when he would kill people by leaping from a great height and landing directly on them. And then when...
Luckily, a copycat always lands on its feet.
And when the constables would arrive, he would yell, "Jack!" And they would turn around and go, "Where?" And then he would run away. Oh. Because they thought he was revealing the location of Jack the Jumper.
And sometimes the constables take a while to come up with these names and to realize the patterns that exist to create this murder. At first they just called him Squishy. Which is, it doesn't really sound terrifying.
It's no pop. There's no pop pizzazz there. Yes. It doesn't grab you and say, "I gotta catch this guy." So try talking about murder more often. Recipes. People love it when you tell them how to make things.
You could speak in your chat.
I used to do that all of the time.
Used to go in the wizard's state all the time.
Well, I still do that. I just don't always do it on microphone. Oh, what recipes do I like?
Can I give you an idea?
Yes, of course.
Can you give us a recipe for murder?
Change the name of this podcast
to Recipe for Murder.
Or Hello from the Recipe for Murder.
Yes, I like the first one better.
What you have to do is first find a freshly living human being. Take them and gently coax them into your wagon or home.
Damn, this one's sexy as hell.
And I, as the chef inquisitor, will fact check every part of his recipe.
Okay. Coax them into your wagon or your home. Then convince them that they should sup with thee. Slip a bit of poison into their food. And then when they least expect it, and the poison begins to take effect, and right before they die, stab them in the neck with a knife.
Or a dick. That's it.
That all checked out. That was perfect. That is a recipe for murder. I'm glad Usador did it and not me, the chef inquisitor who's a necromancer slash chef whose whole thing is cooking and killing people.
Why don't you do one?
Can I? Everyone gather around. I'm going to give my most famous recipe for murder.
Look, clearly we are a bitter enemies, but we have common goals, like we all want this podcast to have more followers.
Let's all remind people, I hate Arnie, I hate Sean, I hate Usador the most. Usador I respect the most because we're magical rivals, but everybody here, as I've always said, can fuck off right into the ocean. So,
and the feeling is fuck off you-able.
I appreciate that. I honestly do. Cheers. Glug, 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 blank. Now, a recipe for murder that I, in tribute to my arch enemy Usador, shall do in the standard recipe voice as well.
Can we get the candles to half? No, too dark. A little higher. Perfect!
Griffin, do you mind playing some music?
Heck you!
And Dripfang, before you begin, is there a way that you feel like the listener should best listen to this? Like, should they take a bath while they listen to this, or should they be driving?
Yes, they should be taking a bath while driving. Now, assign yourself to a cart that is possessed by you. Fill it with water and soap, light candles around it, and fly around in your bathtub as you listen to this.
A recipe... Chimes, chimes, soft breeze, howl of wolf coyote. Find what? Sentient being.
See, he said humans. I said you could do this with anyone.
So inclusive.
Befriend them at your place of work. Join in common interests. Pretend you like things that they like, even if the things they like are fucking dumb. Be a sociopath literally your entire life, just from birth until you drop dead. Have the person over your house. Watch some manner of entertainment. Eat. Drink. Be convivial. Yawn. Well, it's time I should be going to the old sleep sack. You should go to where you live. I will remain here. This is where I live.
They will eat.
They are polite. They will walk into the street. Leave your house. Go up behind them. And smash them with your bathtub. Do this about 14 to 22 times. Over the period of 1 to 35 years. Be caught or remain at large to take.
I like these open options.
Yeah.
That was fantastic.
You have to make a murder. Thank you very much. You have to make a recipe yourself. You know, they give you the guidelines, but then you personalize.
And there's room to improvise in there.
Always. There's always room to improvise, even when, after a while, you realize you really shouldn't be.
May I make one possible alteration suggestion?
It will make me furious, but I would love if you would.
I hate you.
I hate you, too.
Coriander.
Oh, God, you're right. Everybody, house to thirds and...
The whole thing again? Would just add coriander?
The whole thing again? What is this? No.
That's the way I would have gone with it.
I don't remember what I said.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, well, Driftfang, thank you so much for, like, I think you're really trying to help the podcast sincerely, and I appreciate that, even though you're very evil.
Coriander. Yes, I'm very evil, yep. But I do this not for you. Not for either Arnie or Chunton, especially not for Usador, but for the Dark Lord, he who I've sworn loyalty to forever.
Yeah, you know, because guys, you know, I feel like we've gotten so distracted by all the work we've been doing to defeat the Void and all these different things. We have really not focused enough on making this podcast really sellable, really like is something that like listeners will latch onto and be like, ooh, this is a genre I know and love.
Well, it's a journalistic podcast about your experiences here in this strange world. It seems like journalism and commercialism have a potential conflict of interest at points, don't you think?
I mean, that's true until you add sponsors, and then you really just go towards whatever's going to make you the most money.
But doesn't that impact the quality of the journalism? Not that the quality is that high to begin with.
Maybe.
Another thing people seem to like on your realm are, let me see if I'm saying this right, sports. Are sports the same thing there as they are here?
Well, Arnold seemed confused by mittens, but of course we have mittens here.
Oh, yes.
But they have a thing called footing ball.
Ah, the footing ball. They also have, as I've had Griffin right here, the basketing ball, the basing ball. Fuck you, I hate you, you're not my dad. He just wrote that. That's not a sport. I'm not trying to be his father. I don't like him. But yes, the thing in podcasts about sports that is most common is for people who appear like they have no business actually playing the sport they are commentating on, giving vastly over hyperbolic definite opinions on how those sports should go. So again, we're talking about people who look like they've never lifted a thing in their fucking existence, telling super athletes how they should conduct their business. So I think the three of you should just backflip and stick the landing on that, no problem.
Well, okay, I suppose we can do that, but perhaps if we wanted to talk about mittens more, we could say, like, I think that Reginald,
wait, I have to give you... You have to get an intro. You can't just
yes, okay.
You're in the mitten zone, where it's hard-hitting and mitten-spitting. I'm your host, Dripfanger. I gave myself a fun radio name.
No, it's great.
Thank you. It's Dripfanger. Today on the round table, not populated by knights and a king, but populated by our commentators... What is going on in the world of mittens? Usador, mittens me.
Reginald Plum Plopper is one of the worst forwards that's ever existed. I love Skur's team, but the Buzzards are failing, and they're not going to get off of their failing streak until they get rid of Plum Plopper.
See, that's where I disagree. I think the Buzzards need to capitalize on the crew that they have. I mean, with their head coach having, you know, a great...
But how many birds have they killed this year? They haven't caught enough birds. They haven't killed enough birds. They need more wizards on the field.
It doesn't matter. It's not about the birds.
Matter. It absolutely matters.
It does
matters.
Not matter.
Point okay. of order. Again, yes. When speaking in sports terms, facts actually don't matter. It's just whoever yells at the other one the loudest.
Perfect.
Until everybody just dies.
Can I have maybe a suggestion? How about I count to 30, Usador counts to 30, and in between Arnie counts to 4, so it'd be 30, 4, 30, and whoever counts fastest wins.
All right, let's do it.
Back in the mitten zone, it's time for the number down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Oh, wait, we weren't supposed to do them at the same time.
Nope.
Guys, I gotta say, though, I'm just not a sports guy, like, on Earth or on Foon. Like, are there other genres that we could really, like, latch onto that would be... more appealing for people on Earth?
Ah, yes. I have a final category upon the scroll that has been writ here. And again, as all scrolls I write, they are in blood on skin. Now, it says here that people like it when you give them advice.
Ooh, let me get somebody from the bar. They can come over here, ask a question, and we'll have Arnie, the local Yahoo, answer.
Oh, all right, all right.
Hello, my name is Frank.
Frank?
How are you?
I'm doing okay, Frank. Do you have a problem?
Now, Frank, everyone remembers, is made of dicks and eyeballs.
Oh,
not yes. Eyeballs and dicks.
Yes.
I have a question. I saw someone the other day who looked exactly like someone else. Him is twins?
Him is twins? Huh. Well, thank you, Frank, and thank you, Chun, for bringing us that question from Frank. I don't know. Guys, I don't know. Am I supposed to give, like, real advice or funny advice?
Give any advice that you want, and then whatever people respond. If people think it's funny, then that's what you were trying to do. But if people take the advice, then you're like, I am a guru.
Oh, okay. Him could be twins.
Him could be twins. Him could be doppelgangers.
Either him is twins, him is doppelgangers, or it could be him is just him.
Him is mirror dimension version sent to destroy you. Destroy him before he destroys you.
Him is carrying a mirror shaped exactly like him, reflecting him perfectly.
Him is you from the future, returned to tell you a terrible, terrible fact. Kill him before he does so.
Guys, I mean, I think some of these are good ideas, but they could only sustain for 400 or 500 episodes. Like, I think people on Earth love to talk about, like, terrible movies. Maybe we could do something called, like, Zounds, That Was an Awful Play, and just talk about some real bad plays you guys have seen.
Ooh, that sounds good.
You think these are good ideas?
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, what if we had, remember at Castle Nowhere, Honey had a happy hour?
Yeah.
What if we did a happy hour, and during that happy hour, we talked about all kinds of popular culture?
Oh, yeah.
There are many wonderful plays and musicians here in Foon, putting on all sorts of very delightful acts that I enjoy, but I'm mad about a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them I'm like, how did this get created?
Now, remember, if you're mad about how something was created and you don't like it, it invalidates the opinion of anyone who, in fact, does like it. And if they say, well, I like it, your job is to make them feel stupid.
So you're saying you can win opinions?
You can absolutely win opinion. Oh, pin win. You can opinion win.
Let's have a show called A Pin Win.
A Pin Win. Pew, 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 pew. You're on A Pin Win. I'm your host. Drep'em, dram'em, and today we're going to give an opinion, and then you're going to fight with us, and then we're going to win, because it's our show, and you can't answer back. Arnie, give us an opinion.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I don't like it if a drink is too hot.
Wrong. A hot drink is all you need in life. I mean, on a cold, chilly day, having that steamy hot toddy work its way down your body. That's what it's all about.
I'm not saying a hot drink isn't good. I'm just saying that it's possible for a drink to be too
You're
hot.
You're a fucking coward.
Why are we stuck on the dichotomy of hot or cold?
Now, the final score, Arnie 2, Chunt 3, Usador 16. Usador is your winner. Bing, 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 bing.
I don't understand the score.
You went total
system.
Baby Bear and won.
I saw the most recent Cocktickler's play. In their long series of plays.
Such fun.
About the wars that existed 500 years ago, the Wars of the Tulips. And I thought that the eighth installment in the Tulip Wars series was awful. And I'm rewriting it right now. I'm changing it completely because I think they ruined all the characters and they ruined my childhood.
This is an essential aspect of a discourse that Usador hits upon your realm. If there is an aspect of fictional culture that you don't like, that existed while you were small in your developmental years, if it doesn't progress exactly how you wanted to, you react like they killed your entire family all around you for the worst reasons possible and act like a fucking baby for the rest of your life.
I'm furious about it.
Good.
I will not stand for it.
That's exactly
I
right.
I shall burn every copy of that play that I do find. And if someone tries, oh, if they even try to mount that play here in Hogsface, know that I shall go in protest outside with a sign saying, not mine, Tulips War.
Yes, make sure you protest that and not something important. Devote all your energy to yelling at people who portray fictional characters.
You know, I don't think I've seen any of the Tulip War plays. Maybe we could do a podcast where we go through all of the plays, but just like a minute at a time. So like a Tulip Wars minute.
You're going to go through 1 minute at a time?
Well, I'm just saying I want us to be able to do this podcast for a really long time. So if we go like a minute, okay, how about 2 minutes?
That's
two lip wars, 2 minutes.
Ooh, all right, you got me with a pun.
Tulip is to human.
You lost me with a pun. Guys, I think we're avoiding the biggest possible get from all of this. I feel like if we could get a segment of Hello from the Magic Tavern on a podcast and radio show on Earth called This American Life, then we're made. Then almost everyone on Earth who listens to podcasts will listen to this.
Ghost Eels, pick a leg. Come on, I look like a piece of linguine here. Everybody shift, everybody balance out.
But wouldn't that be a lie?
Yeah, we're in Foon.
Yeah, but you know, they've been on so long, they do stories from like other countries and so
what you're saying,
they can do another dimension.
So what you're saying is that everyone who works on This American Life is a liar.
I mean, I think they're working on a greater emotional truth.
This American Lie.
Look, what I'm saying is, let's try to do like a real, like a cut-outable segment, like a little self-contained segment that then like Ira Glass is going to be like, I got to put that on This American Life.
Exactly what he sounds like. And to my understanding, he's being made 100% of sentient glass. So he's completely, he has, as a journalist should, he has complete transparency.
I think I have something.
Okay, yeah, this is a story. Wait, act one, Chunt hardly wait.
Isidore is a wizard, a blue wizard at that.
This is about you.
And he's a wizard who's doing something a little bit different than what you'd expect. It's not necessarily magic. It's renting an apartment in his hat.
For 2,500 gold pieces a month, you can rent out my hat, of course.
Random background noise.
Shrink down to a size appropriate to be inside of mine hat, and when you leave, grow back to your normal size. It's a very simple process. And Arnie Niekamp believes that everyone involved with This American Life is a dirty liar.
That's what he had to say, and as the story felt so right, it took quite a left. You see, Isidore had a tenant in that hat. A young boy by the name of Kid Isidore. No relation.
Well, I never knew his real name. I just saw him, and I was tasked with caring for him, and as his mentor, the first name that occurred to me was Kid Isidore.
Hammering for some reason. Bird in the background? Alligator goes by.
I love birds. That seemed like the perfect name. So I treated him as my sidekick, if you will. For a short time, and then he had other plans. Arnie hates everyone on This American Life.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that is really good.
That's good.
Let's do act two. Drip Fang, you've got to have some kind of great emotional story from your past. Like, you know, not too much pressure, but just like a really funny but also heart-wrenching story that has like a surprise twist every 2 minutes that just keeps pulling you through.
Sure, I'm surprisingly shallow, but I'll give it a shot.
Okay, so act two. Drip Fangs for the memories.
A babbling brook.
High school. Not my school. Everybody looked at me like I was the weirdo because my family moved from a different part of Foon to that part of Foon, and I had a hard time getting along. And when I would talk to people, they would say, "Get away from me, weirdo." When I would talk to a teacher, they would punch me in the face. When I would talk to anyone, they would pick me up and throw me in a river. You know, standard high school stuff.
Bells ringing, sounds of people opening and closing books.
Was this because you're made of snakes?
Because I was made of snakes, that's exactly right. They would look upon me and say, "Your father's a necromancer and your mom's a bunch of snakes. Nobody likes you and they never will."
Snake kissing.
Snakes kissing.
But then I found the one thing that would endear me to these classmates. Because you don't want them to like you, but they have to like you so that you can literally survive. So, I found the one thing that would draw us all together, food. And I combined it with the thing that I was natively good at, necromancy. And when I put them together, they all picked me up and threw me in a gulch, which is why I went back years later and smashed it.
Oh, that was very revealing.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah,
I feel like I know you better now.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have a connection that perhaps, though we have sworn to be enemies, perhaps we should find some common ground.
Okay, and in response to that, based on my past trauma, I'm going to build a wall between us.
Aww.
A literal wall.
Griffin! Build, gather, yes, start building it. He's doing it already right now.
That's going to take him a fortnight.
I get that!
Well, Drip Fang, thanks for stopping by. I feel like I had so many questions about those ghost deals that I never got to, but maybe next time?
Well, they've unionized, if that answers any of them.
Oh.
The questions that you had.
What does that mean, they unionized?
Well, I have to collectively bargain with them now. I can't just deal with them on a one-on-one basis when it comes to labor disputes.
Isn't that better, though? You have so many snakes and eels in your body. Don't you want to talk to them all at once
It is really much better, and I don't understand why anybody would do anything to subvert that sort of system. And I'm evil.
Yeah, and you're evil. You get it.
I'm evil. I killed something on the way over here. I won't tell you what it is, because you have to listen to my recipe for murder.
Well, you know what, Trifang, thank you for reminding us that we really need to focus on outreach on this podcast and getting more listeners. And I think one of the ways of doing that is continuing the back and forth dialogue with our listeners through emails. You can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. We get hundreds of emails, but you know what? We want your email too. Here's one I got this week. A subject line, my dad lost his arms. Help. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, and the great Usador. My name's Anthony.
Nothing for me? Great,
Nothing for you. Sorry,
wow.
Drip Fang. I'm a huge fan of yours and am up to season 2, episode 32.
Okay, that's why.
My dad lost both of his arms in an accident at work, frowny face. He works with the power lines on trains, big moving tubes with people inside. My question is mainly for Usador and Chunt. Sorry, Arnie. Oh, that's okay. You're dealing with a lot. Is there any kind of limb replacement for soldiers in Foon? Or even something like regeneration of limbs. I'm a college student and have been working on improving my dad's prosthetics, but I'm afraid we just don't have the tech needed to make them as good as real hands. Any help from the great world of Foon? Thank you, smiley face. Anthony, the maker of fake arms. P.S. I make fake arms.
Well, there is some regeneration magic, and of course my healing rock, that allows some regrowth of things, but there are limitations even here in Foon. Unless you are willing to delve into the dark necromantic arts.
Hello.
Yes, there are certain limitations, but that doesn't matter, for we accept all peoples, regardless of whatever may have happened to them, as they are.
Yeah, everyone here is wildly different. That's what makes Foon so special. Also, that's cool as fuck that Anthony's making prosthetics.
Good for you, Anthony. Keep up the good work.
What a noble pursuit, second only to doing a podcast meant to save two worlds.
And don't delve into the necromantic arts.
Look, you could try to solve this with magic, but there will be a price, and that price will be too high to pay, probably. Like, you'll have a bunch of ghost deals in your dad's arms.
Everybody move, just shift over. Sorry, I didn't have a pelvis for most of that. What are we talking about?
Never mind.
Okay.
Lock the doors, there's been a murder. Someone got stabbed in the neck by a dick.
How do you know it's a dick?
I know. It's me, Dr. Monsterwitz. This is a classic dick murder.
Classic dick murder.
To be continued.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Oh, wait, leave it on cliffhangers.
To be continued.
Bring them back, baby.
I'm pretty sure I know who did it.
Yeah, also, listeners, do not expect to find out next week. Yeah,
I expect to know it's me, Griffin.
You know. You know who did it. You know.
Well, was it Frank or was it eyeballs and dicks?
It was eyeballs and dicks.
We don't know that.
To be continued.
Yeah.
I love Drip Fang. He's evil, but in like a relatable way. You know? Oh, here he comes.
And now, prepare for a battle rivaling all known crossover events in
Not so fast.
Oh, look at this. Me getting pacing advice from Lazy Susan. It's time that
We found the original personnel roster for the bunker. Nice try hiding it in a binder marked Twitter code of conduct rationale.
We would never have found it if the strange force that recently inhabited my body hadn't guided me to it. And then it took me a while to read it because I got super busy with television.
You know, I was ready for this kind of mutinous, boring behavior from Trisha, but not you, Craig.
Maybe it's time you used his proper title.
The title given to me by the Bunker Guardian High Council?
Ugh. Emperor Craig.
And Queen Trisha. You have to call me that now.
You're not a queen. You're still just the intern.
Well, when Craig found out that he was the emperor, he made me a queen. He can do that. That's how it works. You have to call me that now. I already had new stationery made, so that's the end of it. That's what's going to happen from now on. Period. The end.
Yes, I think it's time we had a little personnel shakeup. Now, read the credits, intern.
So, this is the low-level gnawing humiliation that Arnie must feel all the time. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Drip Fang the Necromancer was played by special guest Kevin Soretta. Kevin performs regularly with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. Kevin is on Twitter, but find him yourself. I won't be a party to it. Just like I wouldn't give someone driving directions towards an active hot vomit volcano. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jakover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Do I Really Have to Thank Him? He designed the logo like 4 years ago.
Do it.
Logo by Allard LeBan. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op and Earwolf. This has been the entirety of the credits. If you'll excuse me, I'm off to chew on some iron shavings.
I think I'm gonna like this arrangement.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.